您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A modern interpretation of Indian writer Rabindranath Tagore's poetry collection Stray Birds has recently been recorded by this publisher amidst controversy over the style of language used by the translator and Chinese writer 冯唐。冯唐一本的《飞鸟集》不久前出版以后，引起了国内文学界和译界的极大争议。最近浙江文艺出版社宣布决定下架召回这本书。我们今天来聊聊这个事件的前前后后。So, what happened?
Right, after the new translated edition of Stray Birds was published, Chinese readers, literary critics and translators had strong reaction to the style of Chinese language used in the book. Many believed the new edition defied the original text and questioned Mr. Feng Tang's credibility as a translator. Good news is Mr. Zheng Hong, head of the Zhejiang Literature and Art Publishing, said the publisher decided to remove all the books from the shelves on accountthat they may mislead young readers. During an interview, Feng Tang seemed not very satisfied with the publisher's decision. He said the history will be the judge of his translations, and he said a previous version lacked style.
I noticed the use of good news when you described the recall of the books, so you quite agree with the publisher's opinion or decision in recalling the books.
Definitely, because if you look at the Feng Tang's translations, it's derogatory and disgraceful for the original author,
okay. Which
is Mr. Tagore.
How about Sam? I know it may be difficult for you to understand more translation of English text into Chinese.
I've had a look over it, Lai Ming. It's a lot of it's about your perspective, because when you're looking at some of the text in his work...I've noticed a lot of people have perceived it to be very, I guess, for lack of a better word, pornographic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people perceive it to be poetic. And I think it comes down to the discretion of the reader. But because it's controversial and because China is still quite a conservative country, you can understand why it has made quite a few people unhappy. I think if this was the same case, same book, similar context in a place like the United States or the United Kingdom, that you would find that this wouldn't be as big an issue. And I think this all boils down to the fabric of the society in China.
Okay, what do you feel so strongly about the book being derogative? Can you supply us with some examples?
Definitely.
How derogative can it be?
I think all of us probably are in very good mood today, so we can do a little bit chanting and make comparisons with Mr. Feng Tang's work.
Oh, some chanting, huh?
And Mr. Zheng Zhenduo, who is the original translator of Mr. Tagore's Stray Birds. Okay, let us look at the very first one. The original text goes like this. The great earth makes herself hospitable with the help of the grass. Well, the original translation is 大地借助于绿草显示出他自己的殷勤好客。
Okay, that sounds like a word-for-word translation.
Right, that's actually by Mr. Zheng Zhenduo. However, Mr. Feng Tang's translation version is 有了绿草大地变得挺骚。Right? Do you agree with me? You know, he translated the word hospitable into...So, which means literally slutty. With the help of the grass, the earth becomes slutty. It's actually not accurate at all.
There actually is a different kind of interpretation. The word cell can actually also mean poetic. But according to Feng Tang's track record, I think he's going for slutty.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I said. I mean...Each individual, when it comes to translation of the original work, you can have your own understanding. However, if your own understanding defies original classic, I think that is the translator who is to blame.
Okay, so we understand the story, we understand that it's very controversial, and we understand that Luo Yu loved reading out that context. You love using the bad language on the round table, Lu. Every time we have a show with any sexual connotations in there, you seem like a kid in a candy store, Lu. It's the only time I ever see you smile as happy as you're smiling right now.
I'm curious.
He's on fire.
That doesn't necessarily mean I'm vulgar.
He literally loves talking about this stuff. I would hate to know what goes on in that head of his.
Okay, let's just indulge him, give us one more example.
Go on, Lord. Give us another example.
Before we allow him to give his opinion.
He also used some internet vernacular, which are very prevalent on internet. For example, the original text is, "The night kisses the fading day, whispering to his ear, I'm death, your mother, I'm to give you fresh birth." Well, our original translation is, 夜与逝去的日子接吻，轻轻地在他耳旁说道，我是死，是你的母亲，我就要给你以新的生命。Well, if you look at original translation,
it's not that poetic.
It's not very concise.
Mm-hmm.
Feng Tang's version is much more concise. However, you know, you can see the newest translation by Mr. Feng Tang is keeping in tandem with the modern society, using a lot of internet words like this. 白日将近，夜晚呢喃，我是死啊，我是你妈，我会给你新生的。Right? Do you see any poetic signature translation?
We're getting to the point now of overindulgence here, Lawyer. You've had fun. Let's get back to the story. So, when you're looking at a story like this, it raises a few simple questions that I think China, as a massive society, needs to come to terms with. First of all, we need to understand a very important point here, and that is that the author is not stupid. He knows what he's doing, and he knows it's controversial, and it's why he's doing it. This isn't an expression of art. He's not thinking, I want to express myself. No, he's thinking, let's say some stuff that will make certain people unhappy, and then everyone will talk about me, and that'll help me become famous. You can disagree with it, or you. It's what's happened, it's what he's done, and it's the resulting effect. Did he write the book that's controversial? Yes. Has it helped him become more famous? Yes. There's no denying that. So, secondly, now we think about the main point of the story. And it's the question I can only ask, I can't answer, that comes down to Lai Ming and Law Yu, is moving forward, where do you think China should go in terms of literature? Do you think they should open up a bit and let books like this free flow so we can get a wider spectrum of what in terms of our reading? Or do you think we're right to be conservative, or I should say you, do you think you're right to be conservative and stop books like this that can be interpreted in a very R-rated manner be prohibited?
I guess Law Yu feels so strongly about this translation, I suppose he would try and root out this more expressive content.
Well, when it comes to translation, I think a lot of readers will remember this Mr. Yan Fu, who was a very great translator back to the earliest 20th century. He mentioned three principles of translation, which is 信达雅, faithfulness, which is accuracy, and expressiveness and elegance.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are faced with such classic works by Mr. Tagore, I think we should be conservative. You may say, well, if the publisher has called off all the books and put the books off the shelves, it's a sort of censorship. I think, from my perspective, we should need such censorship. Because, you know, as you said, there will be a large spectrum of readers. And most of the readers are children or youngsters. And when they read the translated version by Mr. Feng Tang, they will be highly possibly to be misguided and misled by this translation.
I think Sam may have difficulty understanding the sensitivity of the issue here in this country. Stray Birds is very popular in China.
Mm.
And in many people's minds, there's a certain level of sanctity to it. So maybe in Western countries, Christian parents sometimes say unto their children, well, son, you should not urinate on the statue of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying, well, Feng Tang has urinated on stray birds, but there's this huge debate between people who believe he did and people who think it's okay.
But you're always going to get that, Lai Ming. If you look at a lot of films in the West, and if you look at a lot of books, a lot of them are parodies. They're done specifically to make fun of something else.
Yes.
The best example I can think of, no, it's actually the worst example that I can think of, was, you remember shortly after the film came out earlier this year, the Fast and the Furious 7 film. Now, at the end of that film, during the filming of that film, Paul Walker tragically passed away. And later on in the year, they made another film. It wasn't the same company, but another company made a film making fun of Paul Walker in that film and making fun of the franchise.
Oh.
Now, a lot of people called it distasteful because you're making fun of of someone who people consider to be a good actor who had just passed away. But the general attitude was, well, we've made this film, some people are going to like it, and some people won't. And if you don't like it, don't watch it. And people are given the freedom to make that choice. Now, the question that I keep wanting to pose to you guys now is, should Chinese people be given the choice as to whether they want to read Feng Tong's interpretation, or should it be censored and prohibited?
Okay, that leads us to the question, is it right for the publishers to record the books?
Well, I think if this is born out of publishers' own intention, I think it's quite right. However, to some extent, government should support such censorship, because we're not talking about filming industry, you know, that belongs to entertainment industry. You are supposed to make a lot of people laugh, but we're talking about very serious literature here.
Very serious, as in it was popular, and you probably grew up with Luo Yu. You probably have recited a large part of Zheng Zhenduo's translation.
Not reciting, but I remember a lot of them because I read Fei Niaoqi, Stray Birds, a couple of times already.
Mm-hmm.
And I do respect the original translation made by Mr. Zheng Zhenduo.
Okay, I think it's all right for the publisher to decide that they should record a product that they deemed unsatisfactory. Just like automobile companies, when they decide that a certain model of the product is unsafe for the passengers, they decide to recall the products, I think in the same manner. But there is this question, should there be a rating system for books? So that questions like this, that contents that are considered not healthy for young readers to consume, can be published as well.
Yes,
but
of
under specific titles.
Any form of media that we consume, any kind of information, whether it be the evening news, a movie, TV, a book, they should all have a rating system, and there should be some kind of message in place to make sure they're being consumed by an age-appropriate demographic. And if they're not, obviously that can be quite dangerous. And yeah, the books should be no different, but it's not a question of what I think. I can only tell you as a foreigner what I think would happen if the same case was in the West.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of China, because China's still progressing in terms of opening up and not being that conservative. If you look at China, you guys were a lot more conservative country 30 to 50 years ago, and the country has opened up over time. And because of the delicate phase that you guys are at, only you guys can say whether you think the country should open up a bit more and books like this should be made for sale.
Well, I think the country should be open up itself a little bit more when it comes to some issues such as sex education or issue of LGBT. And I think the Chinese society has been involving itself and be more progressive already. But when we talk about literature, I tend to think that we should be respect and show a certain level of reverence of these works done by those authors. Well, if you put this rating system, I agree. If you want to read some of the racy and derogatory content, you can go to the bookstore and pick up a book for yourself.
You'll probably see Luo Yu when you go there.
I know Luo Yu feels strongly about this translation edition, but in all fairness to Feng Tang, the translator, I think he's well qualified as a writer and as a translator, and his interpretation of the original text is quite creative, I would say. And also, perhaps it's true that what Feng Tang said, only history can be the judge of his translation. But reading is a personal matter, and people should have the choice. The last thing we want is letting someone who probably don't read or don't think straight decide what we get to read.
But history will definitely say no, even after 40 years.